Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Well, we were able to do two tapings this week, Gina. Thank goodness, because there was some good shows
on. A lot of stuff going on. Number two for the week.
We're committed. Doing it. I have to say, the last one when you were traveling
wasn't great.
Did you listen to it?
I haven't, but I figured it's awkward because it's we're not in the same room.
I don't like it. I like to be able to touch you. I like to wipe your tears.
It's rough, but we had no choice.
I didn't like drinking alone. I even just cut it off. Like, remember we got cut off because of the time frame from Zoom? And I didn't even finish it off. I was just like, I let you say goodbye. Have a good week. And I just like ended the show. I didn't even like say, all right, Gina got cut off. I'm like, too depressed. I don't want to do it. We can't do that any longer.
I know. It was a difficult one.
Don't go on any more work trips.
Yeah, well, trust me.
I'll try. You don't want to.
I don't want to.
We haven't finished. We talked about the Erica Jane show, which ended up being, I thought it was going to be a series. It's only one night.
Thank God. We don't need more than that. Although
one of us finished.
No, we didn't finish. I watched part of it and because I was in a hotel room, so I had to flip back and forth between channels.
That's horrible.
Endure commercials.
Live.
Terrible.
Switching back and forth live.
Thank God they had Bravo, though. Thank God.
That's huge.
It was huge. It saved me, Anne. What I did see was, it was decent.
Yeah. Remember we saw the preview at BravoCon, and we were very excited about this.
Were we?
You don't remember?
No.
God, we posted about it.
No, I remember seeing the preview, but I didn't know I was excited about it.
I think because I was just
we were at BravoCon. We were excited about everything.
That's so true. But I thought it was going to be a whole series, but they cut it down to one night. I wonder if they thought it would be a whole series, and now they're like, nope, we got
edit.
Too many other things to
No, I think one and done is pretty perfect.
Can we jump right into Traitors?
Yeah, let's do it because I just finished.
Oh, you did. And you finished everything, both episodes.
The reunion.
Yeah.
It was, I was running out in the other room telling Troy every time there was a commercial, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. I wish you were watching it. It's just so good.
It's funny because before I started, I said to Dan, do you want to watch a few episodes? And he likes it, but he's not caught up. And I said, do you want to watch the finale? He goes, yeah, I'll watch it with you. And he goes, but can you wait an hour? I go, no.
Again, sorry.
I literally cannot wait an hour. I'm watching it right now. He's like, go ahead.
I was so excited to watch it.
It was interesting because here we kind of thought, let's talk MJ.
Because I've got a lot to say about MJ.
Of course. She was literally wrong every time. We thought, oh God, MJ's really good at this game. No, she's not. Mm-hmm. No, she's not. She's easily persuaded.
Easily persuaded. Yep.
So in the beginning of the episode, CT thought Kate was a traitor. MJ thought it was Sandra. Sandra thought it was Kate. Sheree got killed. So Sheree being killed, MJ says, well, it's confirmed it's Sandra.
It's like, no,
why?
No.
Why does that confirm
to
anything?
Me, it made it obvious. It was Kate.
Of course.
That was so weird.
And Trishelle, of course, knew it was Kate. So the last competition and mission was the heights, the running, all these girls are not into it. Trishelle's usually really good. She let CT and everybody else do everything.
But it was kind of smart because they all five didn't need to go
from
flag to flag to flag because it would just slow them down.
Right. That is smart to do that because in the beginning they started doing that and they're like, why are we all doing this?
Trishelle is pretty amazing.
She's good.
Pretty amazing.
I have to give Kate some credit. Her convincing CT and MJ that Sandra was a traitor, I don't think it was too hard to convince because Sandra playing Survivor is mean and she seems like she would be a traitor. So it's not too hard to convince them that Sandra would be a traitor.
I don't know. I didn't think he could be convinced.
Yeah, but Kate was good.
Kate was good, but I thought he would be able to see what Kate was doing and pick up on it really fast.
So, of course, the minute they voted Sandra, they got Sandra out. She's a faithful, obviously. So then they're like, oh, well, it's got to be Kate. The ending, we have to just go to the ending because that was just so great. I remember now, obviously, how they do the ending.
Yeah.
So they have to, you have to be down to two people. And if there's a traitor in the two people, the traitor will win. So you want to make sure you get all the traitors out. They didn't know if there was any traitors left. So they have Kate, MJ, Trishel, and CT standing there with their stones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you want to end the game, if you believe you're all faithfuls, end the game now and you all split the money. So, of course, Kate throws in green to end the game and everybody else throws in red, even MJ. So at that point, MJ knew Kate was a traitor. Like, it was like, well, okay, obviously.
At that point, it's obvious, right?
Yeah. Somebody had to be the traitor.
Right.
They do a vote. They vote Kate out. So then there's the three. So right then, I said to myself, shit, CT and Trishel, they know that MJ is a faithful. Why split it three ways? Why not go down to two?
Of course.
Immediately, I thought that.
Right.
I didn't realize that Trishel was rethinking, like, shit, I think CT could be. Like, I didn't realize that. But do you think she was really thinking that? Or do you think they were like, fuck, let's get down to, let's get her out of here. We don't need to share it three ways. They didn't think she was a traitor.
I think CT was shocked, obviously, that Trishel thought it could have been him. He was really disappointed. But I don't know. I think that she really did think, well, maybe
he
maybe
did.
He is.
Did change it up. He right. changed up his opinion about Sandra
at the round table.
Yeah.
Did.
Well, they showed it in the when they talked in the finale that he didn't pick her when they were lighting the flames.
Right.
She had a lot. She had a lot of questions about CT. And then at the end, thinking, shit, is he going to screw me?
Well, then the second round, I thought, okay, I know CT is still going to say MJ, and he's going to hope, based on his, you know, sticking up for himself and his reasoning for doing what he did, he's hoping Trishel's going to change her mind and then it'll be the two of them like they planned.
Yeah.
And MJ will be out. And that's exactly what
exactly
happened.
What happened. They're smart players. For MJ to be so fucking pissed.
Oh my God.
Now, I get at the moment being pissed. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You guys, you knew. They didn't necessarily know. Nobody knows. That's the whole thing. You don't know. Even at the end, I think Trishel's like, if he fucking says he's a traitor, he could be. I understand MJ being pissed at the moment. But
it's
to be still pissed at the reunion.
It was too much.
She sounded like a baby. She could have redeemed herself. Like, you guys, such gameplay. Even Phaedra is still being pissed. And I love how the gamers called out, like, this is good game.
Yeah.
They played this perfectly. Where everybody else is just crying.
No, the gamers know how to game, and they played it to a T. But I was so irritated with MJ, and I thought, this is a really bad look, and this yeah. speaks to who you are. Because for her to block them or unfollow them or whatever she did on social
she
media,
blocked them
she
immediately.
Was so pissed off. Well, she needs the money.
Of course.
Clearly.
Well, that's what's sad. It's like, now you're showing your true colors. Again, I get that she would be pissed, but it's part of the fucking game.
She shouldn't be pissed. She should be disappointed.
Yes, yes.
You know?
And to actually block them, it showed, oh, you blocked the two winners. Like, she could have been found out. That was a bad move on her part. People can figure shit out by people blocking, following. And when she was on Jeff Lewis the other day, and they said, who are you still friends with? She did not say Trishel and CT till the very end. And I thought, that was a bad move because you were with them for a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that it was a bad look. And I thought, wow. I mean, they kept showing her too and her looks and her face. But Andy was kind of ignoring her. Like,
I loved it.
You're like, okay, whatever. We get it. You're upset. Now on to something else because we're not going to give you any airtime.
How do you feel about Andy having Phaedra and Parvati sitting next to him, not the winners?
Yeah, I think he should have probably had the winners.
I think so, too. I mean, Phaedra played a great game, but she got out three episodes ago.
Yeah.
Three or two. Maybe just two. She was a traitor for the longest, but still, it's like, I mean, does she deserve all the kudos? I guess. I mean, it was fun to watch her.
She was kind of the star of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, she I was.
Mean, her personality was pretty good.
Yeah. But Dan was like, are you still pissed at me? And she's like, yes. Now, I do agree that if Dan hadn't thrown out her name, they wouldn't have picked up on her so yeah. quickly. But what the fuck does Dan care? He's being kicked off.
Yeah, he doesn't care. But no. They were both traitors. So he.
Right, right.
He should have protected under the bus, her. So he should have protected yeah. her even a little bit longer. I mean, eventually a traitor's going to turn on a traitor.
Yeah.
But
you hope so.
You hope. But they're already. they're getting ready for the third season.
You know what I think should have happened? I think they should have plucked a few players from this season here and put them in a season like already filming. Then those people would know. You know what I mean? Like pull right. a, make them a traitor, pull a Peter, pull a, you know, somebody yeah. who was really good who didn't get the chance. Maybe Johnny Bananas can get back in there.
I hope the
cast, was a little bitter too.
Yeah, he was bitter. Well, yeah, he didn't expect to lose so fast. but I hope the next cast is as good as this one. And I love that they're mixing different reality mm-hmm. TV people. And then they threw John, you know, the politician yeah. in there. And it was good.
I think it's fun. Do you think Peter and Ekansu are actually dating? Peter's mom posted a picture. She's so lame.
Well, because, you know, it has to pass through her before he can date anybody.
I just can't.
Now, when you were watching, did it automatically go to the UK season 2, episode 1?
No.
Did for me.
Wait, UK. Oh, wait, season
Traitors.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen season 2.
It automatically
two.
Went to the episode 1 of season 2 of
so
UK.
So that's on
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. No, it didn't.
I mean, not Netflix.
Well, I turned
Peacock,
it off, by the way.
Peacock. Well, I was like, ooh, what?
Excellent.
I've got the UK now, too.
Shit. Got to get on that. But that was very good. Very entertaining.
Oh, my
Played
God. Was...
so well. The gamers game.
You know, I like games, but I'm not really super into challenge games. I mean, you watch Survivor and the challenge and stuff like that. This was just so good. So for anybody who's questioning whether mm-hmm. or not they are going to enjoy this because it's a game, it's like none other.
There's nothing to not like about it. It moves along quickly. Two yes. people leave each episode. So it's just fun. You don't have to know the people involved.
No, not at all. We don't know the UK people.
No, and it's still good.
Yeah.
Give us those accents. It's always fun. Survivor did start. First two episodes are out.
On regular TV?
Yeah, just Survivor.
I don't watch regular TV.
I know. Man. I know you don't.
Sorry.
So, yeah, it started. Me and Dan are watching it. So far, so good. It's Survivor.
It's been on forever.
It's been on forever. Jeff Probst looks exactly the same.
Has he had a little work done?
Go figure. All right, let's move to Vanderpump.
So they're still up in Tahoe.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say about Sheena was a problem for me. Sheena made this whole episode about her.
It was Sheena's episode.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Tom loaning her $1,000 during the pandemic?
I thought it was more than that. She said a substantial amount of money.
She said 1,000. She said thousands?
Thousands. But that's what Tom does. He wants everybody to be friends with him, and he swoops in and rescues people.
How sad, though, because she said she had just found out she was pregnant. She'd lost her podcast. Like, she was going down. And guess who was still around? Brock.
Yeah, what is Brock doing?
What a fucking loser. How would you feel if you were with someone and one of your friends had to loan you money because your person, your significant other who just impregnated you cannot, like, you can't support each other? Ugh,
didn't he have his personal training business at that time?
I thought
like he was going to San Diego all the time.
Remember, she was doing, during the pandemic, is when they were doing the live workout videos at her Palm Springs place.
So was he not making any money at that time?
He had Sheena.
So I told you, like, he doesn't do the personal trainer stuff anymore. He was working on an app, and I'm not sure
that,
where that's
whatever
happening.
Happened with that.
And then he's supposed to be getting into producing a movie or something.
Right.
I don't know.
She is so annoyed with him this
As
episode.
She should be.
He's off golfing. He's supposed to be playing nine holes. He plays more. He's late for the yoga thing. And that yoga thing. So she was already pissed at Brock when she had to do this, whatever it was, this
meditation.
Guided meditation and sit back to back with Sandoval. And then he comes, interrupts kind of in the middle of their session. And they said, well, one of you is going to have three. And he goes to fucking join James and Allie.
Well, he said he did it on purpose.
Yeah. Which maybe, but she's literally begging you. She's like crying. I think you should come over here.
It wasn't the time. No. I mean, it was bad timing.
You know, Tom's like, I feel seen finally. You know, all these people that hated me for so long, they're actually looking at me and talking to me. Oh my God, when he used the analogy of the dog, he goes, they treated me like a dog on the street, but now they're like leaving me food on the porch.
Oh God, he's such an idiot.
He didn't come up with that either. There's no fucking way in his interview he said that.
He stole it from someone.
Yeah, he had to have. Like, there's no way he's coming up with that analogy.
How about Brock telling Tom that Tom's team was pushing the rumors of Brock having an affair with Rachel?
Right. I remember hearing that.
And Sandoval's like, no. And he's like, yeah. Brock's like, yeah, your team told me off the record because they were trying to save your ass.
He's like, no. There's no proof of that. There's no proof.
It happened.
I believe it. I believe Tom was trying to do anything. Divert the attention here. Can't be about me and Raquel or Rachel. So then they have the moment where there is a picture taken at some girl's birthday party in Tahoe. And they all, gather around the girl, take her picture. And Tom Sandoval comes next to Sheena. And it looks like Sheena and Tom are hugging. I remember when that came out, we're like, fuck you. You don't even support your girlfriend, Ariana.
Ariana was pissed about it.
I understand that that happens. That's not a big deal. I also understand that Sheena did have a separate relationship with Tom. I mean, they were friends before even Ariana came into the picture. And she has a good friendship with Tom. But Tom fucking lied to you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When she's crying to Ariana, it's like, Ariana's like just fresh out of this, going like, what the fuck? So now it's about you. Mm-hmm. Now it's about you, Sheena. And then when her and Lala were talking in bed and Sheena's crying and Sheena says, and she just got Dancing with Stars and she knows how long I've wanted to be on that show. I mean, I'm happy for her, but she knows how I've wanted to be on there. What?
Yeah. There was a whole thing about that and why she wasn't on Dancing with the Stars. And there was a reason behind it.
Because nobody knows you and nobody likes you?
No, it was something else where she was offered it, but then they had to pull it for some reason. So I don't know if it was a timing thing or whatever it was. I can't remember what I read at this point. But so it's not like, it's so petty for her. Like, let her have her moment. She just went through all kinds of shit. And you're going to cry, but that's Sheena.
That's Sheena. It's always all about her. Woe is me. Everything's turned on her. Woe is me. What about the fight with Lala and Tom on the boat?
Yeah. And that's another thing, too. With Lala keeps going, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Is it the same thing? I mean, it kind of is.
I mean, listen, I understand her being pissed that Tom's not taking any accountability.
But she didn't either.
But she didn't either. No. I mean, it's really difficult. Tom blames everybody else. But everything he said, I agree with.
Well, she can deny the fact that she knew that Randall was married.
For 6 years. He goes, you dated a guy for 6 years and lied about who it was, being with him. She's like, but I didn't. It's like, but you did.
Didn't she say it was a football player that she was dating?
I don't remember. And she did lie about her life and she didn't share her life. And so, I mean, obviously it's different because Raquel, Rachel was part of their friend group.
Right. But it is pretty similar.
And also, Lala wasn't with anybody else.
True.
Tom was, so it's entirely different. But the way Lala is up on her high horse, like she did nothing. She's never done anything wrong.
She totally did everything wrong. She's just not, I don't know. This whole thing, it's like this. How long has this been going on now? The Scandoval thing feels like ages ago. It's like, are we going to beat this to the ground?
Well, yeah.
Most of us are over it.
We're so over it. And I kind of like that we know everything because I am watching Tom like, I mean, did we go overboard? Was it just so over the top what everybody did? Yes, of course. But it was exciting and fun and interesting.
Well, the problem is it was over the top. Yeah, but he never came out and took any sort of accountability. He never apologized. He never did any of it. And that's why it keeps going. And we all keep talking about it because
we're watching him not take accountability.
Right.
And be like, poor me. You guys talked about me and you made money off me and I'm trying to make money touring.
You think he didn't make money off of it? He didn't make
how?
Ariana money.
Well, how would he? What money would he make? He toured, but he had to. What other money did he make off
didn't
of
he
it?
Didn't his tour thing make money? He was going on podcasts. I don't know.
I don't think people pay you to go on podcasts. Jeff Lewis is the only one who paid you to go on his fucking show. So what do we think about Katie and Ariana interviewing for their sandwich shop?
Well, they weren't interviewing. That other
lady
woman
was. Oh my gosh, she was interviewing these guys, asking them all these in-depth questions like, you're going to be front of the house. Front of the house for a sandwich shop? that, like, has five tables?
The front of the house is two steps in.
It was so dumb.
It was really dumb. She acted like it was some big, huge restaurant. Like, no.
Like, I'm going to show them what I know. It's like, no. Like, what are you hiring for? Is it a sandwich maker? Front of the house?
It's kind of weird that they're doing all this. They had to have not known that it was not going to be open. I think they fully expected it to be open by now because they're going through all this. And yet the windows
are blocked. So wait, can you not see in at all? Because what about all the stuff they bought? Is it still in there?
No, the awning is gone. It's just the front of the building with the lockbox on the door and all the, there's paper on the window.
Oh, so you can't even see in.
Can't even see in.
Ugh. Yeah,
they should have maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to open.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Lisa have some kind of pull? She's opened so many restaurants in that area. How in the world?
Didn't she find them that spot? It's a
tiny little sandwich shop.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Also, it was a restaurant before. So why all these new regulations? What are they doing that's so crazy?
Yeah.
Don't eat outside if that's the problem. So Lala was on Watch What Happens Live, and she confirms that Jax and Brittany really are separated, and it's not for the show.
I believe it.
I do, too.
I believe it.
Jax is a dog. That's why.
Well, I'm quite sure that he's cheated. He's either cheated or he's doing some other stuff that he shouldn't be doing.
Oh, like?
Didn't he have a little problem with some white powder back in the day?
Yes. That's why he had his nose done so many times.
It ate away his cartilage.
Didn't they? There was some talk of that at one point.
Rumor allegedly, and all those things.
Are we tuning in? Of course we are, to the Valley.
Yeah, now I just want to see. But I really hate Jax.
Of course. Who likes Jax?
And
nobody.
I kind of hate Brittany, too.
Yeah. I feel literally nothing for Brittany. I don't even care.
I feel for their child.
Why?
Because
they're good parents.
Because she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, but I bet she's a great mom and he's a great dad. I don't feel sorry for that child.
Really?
Why?
I mean, Jax Taylor's your father.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's like a man child, for God's sake.
I could think of a lot of other fucked up fathers.
Well,
way worse than Jax Taylor.
True.
All right, let's talk Beverly Hills.
God, Garcelle hates Dorit so much.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
I kind of hate Dorit, too.
Well, Dorit has no self-awareness with Dorit.
Nothing. They talked to Kyle a little bit about Morgan. She says she did not stop drinking because of Morgan. So do you think Kyle insinuated that Sutton had a drinking problem?
Yes.
Totally.
Of course.
Totally. For her to be like, I never insinuate. Yes, you did.
You did, and so did Dorit.
But also, Sutton put it out there. She put out her drinking, thinking it was kind of cute and funny.
Right. With the vodka and the grapefruit juice in the purse and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I don't think it was so bad, except you can't lean in and then bring it back. Like, you guys said this, and when they show hours of her drinking and being tipsy and being a little, name him. I mean, that was a little kooky moment. That was a weird fucking moment.
Well, I mean, Sutton's the one that called, Dorit is the one that called Sutton a drinker.
Yeah, she's the one that said there's vodka in the purse. I mean, are they just making that up or is that a true thing? I think it's true. I think she does carry vodka in her purse. Or did.
I think she does. I think she mixes it with her little, ocean spray cranberry, not cranberry. Grapefruit juice? Yeah.
It's a little breakfast drink.
Who puts that in their purse?
And why, like, ocean spray? Why? Everybody has cranberry juice. Does it have to be ocean spray?
I think it's grapefruit juice.
Oh, it's grapefruit. Doesn't everybody have grapefruit? Vodka grapefruit?
Gosh, she likes ocean spray,
I do like a grapefruit. It's just high in sugar.
I do too, but I like it fresh squeezed.
La-ti-da. Jeez.
It was pretty mean of Kyle to say to Sutton, don't talk to me about what's going on in my life. You bought a horse and you hired a dating coach. Give me a break. So she was complaining that Kyle's not sharing enough, which I think Kyle has shared quite a bit. The only thing she hasn't shared is what's going on with Maurice, EO. And Morgan.
Yeah, but that's her whole story. That's what we want to know. I understand Kyle saying, I fucking showed you everything from this, that, and the other with my sisters, my kids. but you haven't shared the one thing we want you to share. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, I think we might find out next week.
Also, I think if you watch Mauricio's show on Netflix, we're going to find out more because that's where they're showing it.
Well, that's maybe what she was holding it for.
Right.
Because I think she's going to be on that too.
She is. They showed clips of it.
I didn't think that Bravo was letting her.
Well, I think that was part of this last contract is I can be on the show. Oh, no, they show clips of them having conversations on his show.
Oh, God. Bravo's got to be pissed.
I think she gave a good amount. I mean, she gave some tidbits here. Do you think when Kathy comes out, they show that preview for next week and they ask, is it more than friends? And she like hem and haw, and Kathy said, don't be embarrassed.
I mean, who?
It's so Kathy.
It's so Kathy. Just say it, Kyle.
Don't be embarrassed by it.
But why is Kathy there? The only reason she's there is to provide some moral support for her, right?
I guess.
There's no other reason. We haven't seen her all season.
They keep saying, well, they brought her back because she was such a large story last season. Okay, yeah, that was a whole season ago.
Yeah, we don't care. It's got to be for that.
It seems weird that she's going to be there. Was she even on at all?
I'm telling you, if she comes out and says that she's with Morgan and that's why Kathy's there, this has been the best kept secret because this would have leaked by now, don't you think?
It has.
Well, I know. I mean, what she's going to say. We're all speculating at this point. Nobody's really said, oh, 100%, this is what she's going to say. She's going to come out with it at the reunion. Nobody's really said that.
I honestly don't think she will say it. Or maybe she will. Maybe that is why Kathy's there.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think that it would be the best kept secret if that's what happens?
Look at fucking Monica. Look at that best kept secret on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, but that came out weeks before that she was reality Von Teese.
Yeah, but that episode of where there was like, there was eights, timeline, screenshots. Yeah. But you're right. I don't know. I mean, we've been speculating forever. So Kathy was getting ready and she was saying that Kyle's not a compulsive person. She didn't make the decision overnight, like in 3 months to leave Mauricio, that she's been seeing it for like 3 years.
I know. That was shocking. That was shocking.
I think Kathy's very happy about it. I mean, she's pissed at Mauricio.
Well, yeah, of course.
Ever since he left their company.
The real estate thing.
Started a bigger, better, huger company. I think Mauricio has a lot of fucking money.
Dorit tries to explain why the robbers left the phone because Garcelle and some of the other ladies, Crystal, I think, right? Were like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, it was really just Garcelle. It was like, I just don't understand why these robbers would leave that. And they're like, why not? I beg them to leave it. And what are they going to do with it? And then even Andy goes, well, they could trace a cell phone. I understand that, but asking them and them doing it is a little strange. Like, why wouldn't they just take it and throw it at least? But why place it? I'm not saying that it was a fake situation. I'm just saying it was very odd that they left the phone the way they did.
And we saw video. We saw video of leaving it.
I can see where they're like, here, go get it. Throwing it.
They don't want to make her run through the bushes, Anne, and try to find a phone in the dark.
For their captor.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if Dorit has another season in her.
I don't think so. She got the brunt of it this time. I mean, they all kind of came for her.
Well, and then she says, you know, PK and her were going through it, but they are better than ever now.
And she said they didn't split up, but he did take 2 weeks and stay at the hotel with Boy George.
Yeah, but they didn't split up.
It's like, what?
Partying with Boy George.
It was so funny that, you know, the whole rumor about this woman that was in the car with PK when he got the DUI. And so Dorit's asking, like, where did this come from? Where did you hear this? And Sutton's like, the streets.
The
streets.
No, they're like Beverly Hills. Ooh, those crazy streets of Beverly Hills.
And then Erica comes clean and explains her sugar daddy is not her sugar daddy. We found this out months ago that he's actually her attorney and he's married and he was friends with Tom and he kind of saw that Tom had really screwed her. So now he's trying to help her. But then Andy asks why she met with the victims' families. And she said it was on the advice of counsel and that she really can't explain why she sat down with them.
She was asked. She thought she was doing a nice thing. They kind of screwed her and put her in a documentary that was to shame her.
Yeah. I mean, she could have come up with a better answer than that.
But it's not her. I mean, I go back to, like, it wasn't her fault. The earring thing. Should she have given back the earrings? I don't know. I don't know if I would feel like she doesn't have any money either. She doesn't have any fucking money.
Well, this wasn't her fault with the money from the victims from the San Bruno explosion, the PG&E thing. But it's pretty hard to say the Marco thing
100%
wasn't her fault and she had nothing to do with it. So how do you blame her for one thing? Mm. Like, how do you totally exempt her from any wrongdoing when she clearly knew what the hell was going on?
Well,
with that.
I think the Marco thing is a completely different situation because she was actually involved in that.
Yes.
The other thing that Tom, all the shit Tom did, I don't think that that should fall on Erica. I just don't.
The dementia thing was confusing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know.
I also don't think, because Crystal's father had dementia, she's the expert on dementia, and she knows how fast it goes. Everybody's different. Everybody's case is different.
Yeah, but she kind of has a point, though. I mean, if you 4 years ago are deemed to have a level of dementia where you can't function, you don't have any recall, and your memory is really bad, and then fast forward 4 years and you're fit to stand trial.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I can't explain that. That's for sure. I mean, when you see him, he looks fucking crazy. Say he was even in a normal suit and not shuffling along in the oversized
slippers and baggy suit.
His eyes are gone. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying.
They're shallow.
Yeah, I think they just want to bury him. I think they're like, yeah, you can stand trial, dude. But I think he's definitely got something wrong with him. I'm not saying.
How old is he? 80s?
I'm also not saying 4 years ago he didn't have something wrong. I think he's had something wrong with him for a while. I think it's been coming out slowly. We've seen it. Erica's been afraid of him for a while.
Well, and a lot of times it you know, they kind of fade in and out of it. Like, yeah, they could be totally fine, and then they'll have a moment, and
right,
then they'll, you know, totally right, fine again.
Absolutely. All right, I want to move on to Married at First Sight. This was quite good. This was one of the best episodes.
The best episode.
We've been building up to this, so it's decision day.
Decision day came quick.
Well, not really quick, but...
Yeah, they've been struggling.
Well, plus, we didn't know who was showing up for decision day.
Exactly.
But they all showed up, pretty much. We got to see all the couples for a moment. Becca and Austin, let's talk about them. Right before decision day, he had kind of moved out. They were not getting along. We have texted about this a little bit because Austin, there's something up with Austin, but there's definitely huge insecurities with Becca. Is he gaslighting her?
I think he makes her, like, I think she's a little insecure, but I think he makes her that way because he's not giving her anything. So she doesn't know where she stands.
Well, he's giving it on camera. He says all the right things. He's very loving. She takes it. And then the cameras go down. And apparently he's just like, whatever. He doesn't follow through with anything.
Yeah. So we're not seeing
anything that's off camera. The only thing I question is when they came into the decision day, she was very strong and said, I am not going to be staying with you. I can't handle it. My mental health can't handle it. I need time by myself. I totally appreciated that.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even say much. The experts are asking, what happened? You guys seem so connected in the beginning. She told her truth. He was like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I know we went through some stuff, but I'm good. Like, I want to stay together. And then all of a sudden they're saying yes to each other. And like, let's try and work this out. What the hell?
She was hoping that once cameras went down, that everything would be fine. And it wasn't.
So then we find out that night she went back to the apartment. Now he hadn't moved back into the apartment yet. So she was on her own in the apartment. He went out. I guess they were all going to go out. It wasn't like he excluded her.
Right.
They were all going to go out. She didn't want to. So he was with Brennan and they went to a bar. The other ladies saw them with this producer.
Emily and Claire.
Emily and Claire saw him with the producer. Now, I thought it was him and Brennan were with the producer. I thought they said, we saw Brennan and Austin
with
this
was.
Producer.
I think that's what they said.
So
yeah,
they were hanging out with this producer. Well, we find out that this has been a bone of contention for Becca.
With this one producer.
With this one producer.
Yeah.
He's saying it's no big deal. Like, we're friends. I think you do get close with producers. I think you confide in them. They're your person to the outside world when you're in this craziness. So if you have somebody that's being friendly to you. Now, was she still being friendly with Brennan too? Like, I don't know.
Was she Brennan's producer too?
I don't know, but they were both out. But why did he lie about it is the thing. She asked him, who are you out with? Nobody, just Brennan. Did you see the producer? You were out with her, blah, blah, blah. And he lied about it and he said no. But I almost feel like he lied about it to protect her because it's like, I don't want to, this was nothing. And I know she has a feeling about it, but why lie?
Well, at that point, when she was pushing and pushing, he had to know. I mean, any smart person would know, okay, she's got to know something. Like, I'd better just come clean.
But he didn't.
But how dumb is he then?
I know. So, but why would he even stay with her if there was anything with this producer? Why?
For optics. Optics.
What optics? She already said she didn't want to be with him anymore. So why wouldn't he say, well, I understand you need your time. She basically let him go. I need my time for me. Why wouldn't he say, I agree with that. You take your time. We can be friends. Let's be friends. And if it works out, it works out. Why not do that?
She really likes him.
She does, but he obviously could have gotten out of it and he didn't. He likes her.
Does he?
He does.
I think he likes her as a friend.
But why would he stay married to her?
Well, why hasn't he had sex with her then? That's not
waiting
normal.
Maybe he's waiting for the cameras. I don't know.
The cameras aren't on 24/7.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't figure them out. I mean, if you believe everything she's saying, he's kind of a jerk to her. So why is she staying with
him?
Right,
exactly.
So that's what's weird. And the experts, like, they're not saying much. You know, they're like, you guys were so good. We think you can be good. Whereas, you know, you jump ahead to Emily and Brennan, and they're all about Emily fucking kicking him, you know, out the door. They know more than, you know, we know.
Oh, sure they do. They get to see all the footage that we don't get to
see. That's right. So it's weird that she even slipped back into, I guess I'll stay with him.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was odd. Okay, so let's go to Emily and Brennan. She's speaking up. She's telling everything. He tried to silence her. He made her delete certain videos he didn't like. He's the one who's all about optics.
Yeah.
Way more than Austin, in my opinion. Well, we find out that all of the guys are worried about how they're going to look.
All of them.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't the girls worried about how they're going to look? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Claire is, for sure.
Oh, well, Claire. We'll get to her in a moment.
Claire's a whole other story.
After Emily and Brennan, they break up, obviously. The experts were totally on Emily's side. They could give a shit about Brennan.
Yeah.
They're like, you didn't give it a chance. You were turned off by her from the beginning and you wouldn't even let it go any further. The next day, though, I was surprised that she apologized to him.
I was too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Do you think because she thought she might have come off too strong or something? Or why let it linger? Why not apologize and say, listen, it wasn't all you. It was me also.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a little bit her too, because we know her personality. But she was pretty quiet with him. But then they hugged it out. And
I actually think she did. It made her look really good to say that. And do
yes.
That.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Okay, we got to talk about Cameron and Claire, because this was
All over the place.
Crazy. So we didn't even know if they would show up to the final day because they were already separated. But they were super kind to each other. And remember last week, he told Brennan, if she wants to stay married, I'll stay married. And it was like, wow,
why?
So they were still super nice about each other. Like, I think we just didn't come together at the right moment. We have a lot in common, but we're very different in many ways, but I respect you. I mean, it was all very nice and flowery and just compliments about each other. And the experts are like, it's kind of crazy. You guys really like each other this much and it's not working out.
I thought Cameron was being super authentic and genuine, but Claire was not. She was saying words, but there wasn't a lot of feeling behind her words. Even with her tears, it was like, I don't buy it. It's a bunch of bullshit.
There was a moment where she admitted, you know, people think because of what I do, I'm a counselor, I know everything. And she's like, I still have feelings and I don't know what I'm doing a lot of the time. My feelings are all over the place. I appreciated that she said that. Well, then it came out that they were talking about through the process, and this was off camera. What were you looking for? What did you want in a partner? And he said somebody slender. She's like, oh God, well, you must not like me because I'm not slender. And he's like, no, I think you're slender. And she took it as, I'm not slender, you know? But I think that was like a little bit of an excuse on her part.
I feel like Cameron took all of the heat for the entire relationship failing. And she didn't take any ownership.
No, he did take it all.
They lived together for 4 weeks. She didn't think they had enough time together. He's like, well, we had 4 weeks together and it wasn't working out.
Right. So then they talked about it. Could it work? And I love where he was like, you know, at this point, I just don't see you that way. I see you more like a sister. I was like, oh,
I know, that was fantastic.
That was great. I was so happy he said that because I didn't want her to think that he was still holding or pining for her in some way.
So he's a smart guy. I'm so glad that he didn't let her think that because she didn't deserve it.
Okay, let's talk about when they got together with the group, though, and what happened and what we found out. Becca was confronting Austin about the producer and all that.
Everybody got involved.
That got very involved. And then it was Claire who said, well, all of the guys care about their optics and us girls didn't, or something like that. Like,
right.
The girls were authentic. The guys, all they cared about were optics. And then Cameron finally spoke up. He's like, oh, no, no, no. I will not have you say that. I was not that way. You were the one, and I won't stay silent any longer, or something like that.
Yeah.
So he got up to leave, and he just had a fucking heart surgery.
Right.
So he leaves. He talks to the camera and the producer, and he's like, I can't do this anymore. And he looks at his phone. He goes, she's silenced me this whole time, and she's texting me right now, telling me not to say anything. And we see her texting on her phone.
Yeah.
She's so fucking manipulative.
Yeah.
He needed out from her.
Well,
she's a little cray cray.
I think she is crazy, but he said she told me right after we got married that she wasn't attracted to me.
And what do you do with that? And they weren't supposed to talk about it. They decided we won't talk mean about each other to the camera. I think that's very nice. But I also think, boy, did we miss a lot.
We missed a ton, especially with their relationship.
I mean, you're on a show that's being filmed. Hello?
Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous.
So then we had Lauren and Orion were there for the group thing. And Lauren said that she had reached out to him, Orion. I always say his name wrong. Orion. And told him that friendship is back on the table. She's over it, but she'd like to be his friend. And he's like, great, thank you. Like, Lauren, why? He's not a good friend to you. He was mean to you. Let him go.
Totally
like,
mean.
Why do you want him as a friend?
But she also said, if you want a friendship, then you're going to have to reach out to me because I'm not.
Yeah, something like, I gave you the cake. Now you have to slice it.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
And then poor Michael and Chloe, they're sitting there.
They didn't say a word.
Oh, my God. Just listening. But then Michael, they were like, so how are you guys doing? He's, oh, well, we're fine. He was like, so flowery with his words. He goes, I think I shine, but I'm a candle next to her. She's such a bright light. I'm just a small little candle next to her.
They've had sex. We know that.
Yes. Yes.
Which of course, if they're at the sex shop and they're doing whatever they're doing, of course it's going to lead to sex.
I was kind of waiting for her to crack. I think she's kind of great. We think that she may be faking a little bit, but I don't think so.
Maybe not. Maybe that's her authentic self. But we'll see. We'll see.
He says she's a better human than me. Who fucking says that? Can you imagine Troy saying to you, you are a better human than me?
No, he thinks that he's a better human than I am. And he probably is.
He kind of is a pretty great human.
I'm sure he is.
He's too good for us. All right. Let's talk.
Love is blind.
Thoughts, feelings. Were you excited about this?
I was excited about it. I heard about Chelsea and Jimmy, but although they've been seen together,
just today they were seen together having lunch. They cut that out. They started with them right at the beginning, mm-hmm. and last week, remember we were saying that he asked her like, "Where are you at?" and she was like, silent, and then he switched it up and was like, "I can't go to the altar with you." But they also sounded like they could date. Just date. Why do you have to go to the altar?
Well, they've only been together, 10 days?
Yeah.
Total?
And they have been cuckoo. She has been cray cray. Too much.
She's so insecure. It's not a healthy relationship.
No.
I think that he likes her, though.
I do. I think he really likes her. He loves her, Gina. But he's not ready to get married to her. And that's a very honest approach. And I appreciate him for that. For not bringing her all the way to the altar, like our friend Clay.
That was very sad. And I felt so bad for AD. And I thought, I knew he wasn't going to say yes because I could. He wasn't ready. He kept trying to talk himself into being a good guy, yeah. And I don't think he's really a good guy.
You did say that. I just thought that's the way he is. Like he's very vocal with his feelings, opinion. He talks a lot. Mm-hmm. He likes to hear himself talk. Did we know he was like on the Olympic team and shit like that?
No.
That was a lot. He was a runner. And
oh, no.
So when his dad came to visit at the wedding venue.
That mom, the ex-wife, gave it to him. It was so good.
Amazing. You can see the father spoke in all phrases and fake.
Bullshit, Anne. Just yes, say it. It's bullshit.
It was bullshit. And then Clay goes, my father's never opened up like that. He's literally reading things from a book, things he's inspirational quotes, and he's repeating them to you. That's it. He's not like getting heartfelt. And then Clay kept going on, God, Dad, you look great. You look great. And Dad's like, yeah, thanks. Yeah. You don't say that to your father who's a womanizer.
Right.
Who cheated after 7 years and your mother stayed with him for 25 years.
What did the mom say? Like, you may be a good man, but you weren't a good man to me.
Yes.
That was excellent.
And that after Clay left her at the altar, she said, he's afraid of marriage because of what he has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a smart fucking lady.
Both the moms were amazing.
Yes. Okay. So it was hard because I don't like when they ask the woman first, do you say yes? And she said, I do, of course. And then he was all into it. And then all of a sudden, I just can't do it.
I don't think he was attracted to her. He kind of made a lot of comments in the beginning about, what do you look like? I like a certain type of girl. Well,
he said from the very beginning, I don't know if I can go through this if you don't tell me what you look like. And she said, then I'm out. Like, I don't want any part of that. And then he came back to her.
Yeah.
Because somebody else liked her. And then he felt threatened. So he had to step up his game. It was bullshit. She was so betrayed. And then I was confused because it was weird. I mean, like, I appreciated the fact that he realizes he needs to work on himself. He does. Mm-hmm. He needs counseling. He's maybe learned more about himself through this process. But for him to say, I still want to rock with you. I'm not ready for marriage, but I want to rock with you. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? So he wanted to date her, and it kind of seemed like afterwards when they spoke that she was all into that, and then afterwards she's like, oh, fuck no. I'm not going back there.
Why would you do
that?
He's
embarrassed me.
Although, I mean, if they were both on the same page and they kind of had a conversation going in saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like, we'll go to the altar, but it's too soon. We've only known each other 10 days. Let's just put a pin in it, and we'll just, you know, develop our relationship from here. We don't have to get married. But he said it was because he didn't understand her finances. He didn't know
it
her finances.
It was too much. It was too much for him. Yeah,
he was a finance kind of guy.
He's not 100% there. And he's not going to do it if he's not 100%. I'm not rejecting you, but I want to work with you. So he wants to help her financially.
What does she do?
A financial consultant. Remember?
It was like she was going to get her real estate license.
I understand she's a little in between things. Yeah, she's doing real estate, but she wants to be a landlord. Remember that?
I
want to be a landlord.
But she has to have a job first.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy a property.
Correct.
To be the landlord.
You got to have some money to be a landlord.
But goals. She has goals. That's good.
I think she has goals. I think he could have done it simpler. I mean, I got to appreciate Jimmy telling Chelsea right off the bat, I'm not going up the altar.
Yeah, why put her through
it? Clay acts like, I didn't know what I was going to do. But his mom knew. Because his mom and her mom got together beforehand. They knew. They knew that he was going to say no.
I feel like a mom would know.
They know.
I feel like
he told his mom. And the mom was like, yeah, you do you. I understand it. She's great. But if she's not for you, she's not for you.
Yeah.
I mean, he does still need to learn about himself. I just think the process, the way he did it. So I'm looking forward to them at the reunion to see what really happened. And if he really loved her, like he says, and he just wasn't ready for marriage, then you would still pursue her and make sure she knew that.
I do think he felt bad about it. He seemed like he felt really bad about it.
I don't know if he has a lot of empathy, honestly.
Really?
It was really, he says he felt bad. I don't know.
Did he really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just words, like his dad. He's really good with his words.
Jimmy and Amy.
Oh,
Johnny
keep,
and Amy.
You keep putting Jimmy with Amy.
I know. Jimmy, Johnny.
They are so fucking cute.
I was like getting choked up, and I was getting like, same. Oh my God, this
I was verklempt.
The families came together. They embraced each other. It was like meant to be.
Listen, when his sister was on her side, they were getting married.
I mean, that was
beautiful.
So good.
She looked drop dead gorgeous. She's
she did.
Beautiful. And him, he kept saying, she's out of my league. I don't deserve her. Ugh. I just thought they were so cute together. I also went into his Instagram and he has pictures of his hair shorter. He's so handsome. He kind of weirdly looks like a Brown, like a Cody Brown.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say it.
I know. His voice kind of sounds like that. Like the Suns.
Oh, don't
I know
even.
It's really
don't
weird.
Even.
I know. I know. But he's sweet. I really like him. I love her family. I love his family. They're just so, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they really came together.
I also felt like once you saw their background with all of those fucking flowers, it was like, oh yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not a fake little wedding. This is a real one.
They put a little effort and money
into
this.
Yeah, exactly.
And how cute was that painting? Did you see they did
a
painting?
Oh yeah, they did a painting of them. That was cute. That was sweet. Like, what do you do with it? I don't know, but it was very
cute. Your laundry room.
Laundry room. Could be a garage or laundry room.
That's right.
All right. Summer house.
Wow. At no point did Lindsay think Carl was sober.
No.
Right?
Oh, wait. No, you mean not sober.
Not sober.
She said.
That's
when
what
they,
she said.
When they asked her, she said no. Like, I knew he was sober.
But then why? Like, she was kind of fumbling her words a little bit.
Yep.
She knew she fucked up.
She didn't want to admit that she was so drunk and she likes to blame shit. Like, she doesn't take accountability
she
ever.
She does not. She does not.
So Kyle was having a conversation with Carl and that was very interesting because Kyle was saying, listen, with Lindsay, you either fall on the sword or you step back.
Yeah.
And that's it. Two ways. So he said to Carl, how long are you going to fall on the sword?
Yeah.
That was scary.
That was a conversation that had to happen.
Yeah. And still, finally, after the whole day at the beach where they ignored each other when they spoke, he fucking apologized to her.
I know. I know.
And
I
was... she was eating it up. Jeez, Carl.
I did feel bad for Carl because she's brutal. Like, she's
brutal.
Nasty and brutal.
I mean, I'm seeing Carl's side. She's back to Lindsay.
Totally.
And the way she totally sucked Danielle back in that next morning, like, oh, what time did you guys get home? And then Danielle's like, oh, I don't know, late. How's Carl? Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. And Carl thinks this, and I can't believe how disrespectful he was to me. He's back to being old Carl and just mean.
When have you ever seen her? Every person she's dated, we've seen crazy Lindsay. Like, when she drinks, she snaps.
She does. She's great until she's not.
Right.
She's like, I have PTSD from old Carl. What did he say to you? He didn't agree with you. You got pissed.
You can't not agree with her.
Right.
I do understand one thing, though, and that when she was talking about Carl not being able to figure out what he wants to do,
he's too old to be in that frame of mind.
Yes,
I agree.
Just
with
get
that.
A fucking job.
Yeah, that would be really annoying because he hasn't worked since last summer and he's still trying to figure things out. And then at the very end for him to say, I have an idea and I want to open up a sober sports bar.
What a horrible idea.
And she just shut it down. No, I'm into marketing. That's a horrible idea. That's not going to happen. He's kind of stupid.
Who he kind of is.
You can go to a sports bar and not drink. You don't need a sober sports bar.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. But Lindsay had her life laid out. She was going to get married. She was going to stay home. She gave up her marketing job. She wanted to have babies.
Yeah.
And I understand a bar or a restaurant or whatever the hell he wanted to do, that lifestyle is not conducive to family.
But if you have a sober one,
it's
amazing.
At 6 p.m.?
The words she was using about him were aggressive and dismissive. And she uses those words all the time when it comes to relationships. They lose their meaning when you keep saying them. Yeah. When everybody's aggressive and dismissive of you, I don't even hear it anymore.
Nobody believes you. No. And I can't believe she's been going to therapy because clearly it's not working.
Well, they were both going to therapy.
Well,
but you know, in couples therapy, I feel like you can, like, he's probably afraid to say anything.
Well, he can't be honest.
No. Wasn't it funny that they did a dinner with just Carl, Amanda, Danielle, and West, and Sierra?
They split up.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's separate the couples. You guys go out to dinner. And I just thought that was more fun. And then West and Sierra have a little flirtation going on, and he asks her out.
Yeah.
I think we find out next week that they kissed on this date.
Oh, did they now?
Yes. He's funny.
He's very funny.
And she likes him. She just likes him as a person. But he also was like, I'm worried, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with this girl. What if I fuck it up? He's great. I love him.
Jesse's super flirty with Paige. Mm. Now, he knows she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But he's flirty anyway.
I think it was Amanda said, if it gets too far, I would say something like that. You don't want it to get too far. And
well, and Craig will come for him.
Yeah, like Craig. I'm like, Craig's not going to come for anybody.
Craig is not a scrappy guy.
Although Craig's been working out in that gym a lot. Have you seen that? He's been posting all these selfies of the gym, and Paige's comments are hilarious. Like, what are you doing? Why are you posting this? They're so funny.
Well, Craig was kind of had a dad bod. A little bit of a dad.
Yeah,
bod.
He did. I think he was like, maybe it was because of this that he stepped it up and going to the gym. He saw
Jesse.
What's his last name?
Solomon.
Jesse Solomon. He saw Jesse Solomon. He's like, shit, I need to head to the gym.
That's funny.
It's good. I'm enjoying Summer House. How sad is it that I'm kind of looking forward to the downfall of Lindsay and Carl?
I know. You know what? She's not. She's likeable. Doing damage control now, I think, because she's not going to come off looking.
She was on Watch What Happens Live last night, but I didn't.
She stands by what, I mean, she doesn't back down.
Oh, well, she says she was blindsided and she was surprised. And I understand that because I think he was afraid, like we see here, he's apologizing to her.
Well,
when she fucked it up.
She was blindsided about the timing of it all.
And the
cameras. Because they had just had their bridal shower that he went to.
2 weeks before.
2 weeks before. So from that respect, it happened and she was maybe blindsided. But leading up to it, she knew they were not in a good
place.
There
were issues. Also, I respect, like, I don't know about the camera thing, but I respect the fact that you have this shower. You want to be involved. You want it to be good. You're putting up appearances. Look what he's doing here. He's putting up appearances. We're good. We're happy. We're getting married. And then he talks to his mother, his stepfather, and they're like, this isn't good. He's like, it's not good. I mean, like, good that he didn't go through with it.
But that just goes to show you, he has no backbone.
No.
He doesn't have the confidence. He
doesn't have a job. How can you have confidence when you don't have a job?
He does.
You're
now
working on yourself. He does have it now. He's back at Kyle. Loverboy.
Yeah.
He's back selling. They have a huge, I think it's doing well. They're non-alcoholic. I mean, what do I know? I don't buy it.
Clearly. Alcohol only, please.
Oh, we need to talk about, we are going to be in LA. Amy Phillips is having we're really into these cruise things. Not having a cruise is a deception, but
we're on cruises all the time.
Yeah. So April 6th in Los Angeles, she's doing a 3-hour comedy boat tour on the Pacific. So it's like a booze cruise. We're in Long Beach.
Long Beach, yeah.
We're going to be there. I think Chef Stu is going, of course.
He said he was.
Yeah, they're buddies. We have some listeners who have already bought tickets. So we are going for sure. Good excuse for us to get away. We're going to go visit our friends in LA as well. And we will be there.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see our friends that we haven't seen in a long time.
What if Captain Sandy is there? Because she's dressed as Captain Sandy on here. I would die.
Oh, got it. I wonder if she's going to do her little
Captain Sandy thing. She has to. Yes. Her Captain Sandy skit is one of the funniest things, Amy Phillips. So I want to. We'll be there.
Yeah, I want to mention one more thing.
So our friends at mgexperience.com, they were doing the Vicki Gunvalson weekend in Vegas. It has been rescheduled.
It's been rescheduled. So it's now April 12th through the 14th at the Mandalay Bay. We'll post it in our stories. And it's a full weekend spent with Vicki. And there's like a
and
spa.
Vicki. Just Vicki, Vicki and Vicki. Whoop it up with Vicki.
You can read all about it. It's a mock Housewives weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Reality Star Weekend with Vicki Gunvalson. We'll post it in our stories. If you are interested, check it out.
Check it out. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week.
Yes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Thank you for the new reviews.
Yes. The reviews are fantastic. That keeps us going.
It does.
And we'll be here
twice a week. We're doing well. 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks Woo-hoo. In a row. Yeah. We did it. 2 weeks Ish. In a row. Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.